If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC32.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and as you well know, the highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt once and for all. You think you can't get those savings higher? Guess what? Here's where we make it happen. You think you can't demolish that debt once and for all? How much debt do you have? Oh, I got no debt. Those words can come out of your mouth. It is all possible, and here's where we make it happen, gang. And if your finances are still feeling the pinch of this, you know, lower than we'd like it, but on the upswing economy, you are in the right place, and you are not alone, not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out, and a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates brought to you by the brain power of the BizTalk Radio Network. God bless them. We're getting the word out even more, adding stations every week, and we are just thrilled, guys, truly, truly, just honored and thrilled to be hanging out with you. And from our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast, with big shout-outs to our listeners. The emails just keep pouring in. The text to my phone. I've got Facebook impact. I've got emails. I've got it's fantastic. Including, but not limited to, who do we have here? Oklahoma City's Chantamon High School's Chris Tucker, who made our show required listening for their home ec class recently when we talked about slashing the food budget. Thank you for downloading the show to your buddies there. It's all good. Yes, man. Teaching the next generation how to save money. I tell you what, those are the types of classes we really want to introduce our kids to in this day and age of spend, 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 throw things out immediately. I was delighted beyond words to hear that our show was being incorporated into a home ec class. You made my day. Thank you so much. Michael Zankman listening in from our flagship station, WCHE, here in Philadelphia. And, of course, Mitchell M. and Kathy Tarver, super fans, listening in from our Super Talk Mississippi Network. And all of our amazing listeners, coast to coast, we love you all. We are saving America's wallets, gang, 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, I am not sleeping lately. I'm kind of buzzed on coffee, but in a good way. In a way that I feel I'm being very productive, but just not sleeping the way I have been this whole past week. Maybe 4 or 5 hours, and then you kind of just rest a little while longer, get a couple more minutes in. But yeah, very little sleep, so a lot of coffee. It's an inverse relationship. And I raise it all to you in salute. Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. Yes, indeed. And I'm looking at a note here, a special note to all of our Super Talk Mississippi listeners especially. Please know that the hearts and sympathy and love of everyone here at the station go out to any and all affected by the recent violence there in Mississippi, those shootings, the local deputy sheriff and everyone else impacted. God bless. Please know that we're thinking of you. We're praying for you. And we wish you nothing but the best. Best. God bless. Bless you all. We were talking last week, and I cannot believe that, you know, summer's upon us. I can't believe how fast May flew by. And now summer is upon us. We were talking last week about fabulously affordable destinations in the U.S. People are not taking their vacation time anymore, and I'm with you. I am totally with you. My husband, who has worked decades in the same company, has all kinds of vacation time accrued, and he's not taking the vacation time. It's very prevalent out there. In fact, for all of our wide circle of friends and business associates, all the people we're blessed to have in our lives, I can't name one person who is taking 100% of their vacation time. And it's one of those things that all the specialists and the brainiacs out there keep saying, you have to take your vacation time. Well, reality sets in. You know, people don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to be gone so long. People realize they can survive without them. They're afraid someone, you know, is going to be waiting for them in their place when they get back. People have such a workload that they can't, you know, really 100% shut down and just turn it off. I totally respect that. But what I'm hoping to incorporate now is maybe taking a slightly more larger amount of time you might have last year. The economy is in a, I think by all accounts, radically different spot, both mentally, realistically, physically, than it was a year ago. Last summer, we were still in the throes of the whole election campaign and what's going to happen next and speculative that and let's guess on that. And now we know we've had 6 months of a new president, love him or hate him. The economy is going in some very nice directions. People are feeling a little more secure in their finances. People are feeling a little more secure in their jobs. It's having a marvelous ripple effect. So a lot of hardworking people out there are saying, okay, deep breath. Maybe I can take the family out or just go out with some friends, have a bit of a vacation this year. Doesn't mean you can break the bank doing it. So last week we talked about all of these various places to go. And the input from listeners has been phenomenal. Again, I've got buckets of stuff here, papers printed out everywhere. I had to download text from my phone. People are sending me footage from their phones, like video footage of places that they've been. I love it. Keep up the fantastic stuff. So I've printed out a whole bunch of it in no particular order. First of all, I had to re-mention, we talked about this last week, Susa Alkser, who sent me this fantastic link. All of this blogging that she did about her trip, she talked about frugal, fabulous, incredible, life-remembering vacations with their family. She is sending us a note here from Portland, Oregon, home of our KBNP 1340, one of our longtime stations. We love you guys. She starts her every summer. She starts her trip from Sholo, Arizona, okay, home of KBWM 970. That's where she's listening in from now. She does this camping trip with her family. She and her husband are both educators. God bless you both. And every summer, they get their camper all tricked out, fabulously frugally, the best of food, the best of everything on board. They start their trip from around Sholo, work their way up the, gorgeous, one of a kind, nowhere else like it on Earth, beautiful Pacific Coast. They work their way all the way up, stopping in these beautiful campsites along the way. They said there's nothing like it, and I believe them. I honestly do. It just sounded, the way they described it was so beautiful. I loved that, and I had to mention it because I didn't have the name last week. Susa Alkser, listening in from Sholo, Arizona, who takes her family every year all the way up the Pacific Coast in a beautiful camper that they made them, they, you know, tricked out themselves, and head all the way up to Portland, Oregon, home of KBNP 1340. Thank you so much for that wonderful, detailed, incredible description of those trips every year. And as you ramp up for another one, Godspeed. Have a fantastic time, and I want more video. You've got me hooked on the video. Send more when you get a chance. So now we're focusing in no particular order, heading back to all of our feedback from listeners and going with all these various cities. I love how they're coast to coast, all of these various cities. The most affordable destinations in the USA, straight from Kristen Agopian Show listeners. Here we go. What do we have here? Music lovers, Mac and Belinda Kaczynski, listening in from KGBC 1540 in Houston. Okay, here's another thing I love. They're staying local because you know what? There are fabulous sites near you, wherever you're listening. Wherever you're listening, coast to coast, chances are outstanding. There are beautiful, one-of-a-kind locations near you where people travel thousands of miles to come to see it. And it's really close to you. Start taking your cues from the other tourists and find the local spots near you. You will save buckets of money and time and stress and whatever, not having to get on a plane, not having to get crazy with hours and hours and hours in the car. Keep it local. You will love it. And music lovers Mac and Belinda Kaczynski, listening in from Houston, head every year to Austin. They're saying, why do you go? It's right there at the heart of the Lone Star State. One of the, by the way, somewhat diverging. You heard my earlier notes about not getting much sleep this week, so my brain's going off in different directions here. All of them brilliant, I assure myself. But Texas right now is in the midst of a magnificently yummy, huge boom in the economy there. Stick to Texas. If you're there in Texas right now, show your state some homegrown love and do your vacationing in that state as well. It's a beautiful thing. Austin, which I've heard amazing things about, They've got these great outdoor attractions. The weather is beautiful. And apparently, some fun, yet just fun enough to be notorious nightlife, draw crowds from all over the country straight to Austin. Okay, the lodging, very economical. Dining options, some people go there just for the food. These are my kind of people. And it's called the Live Music Capital of the World. I did not know this. I always think of places like Nashville and stuff for that. But apparently, no. Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. And apparently it's this great year-round vacation spot. It's close to home. And from what Mac and Belinda are saying, it's just that wonderful little culture shift from their usual hometown, which they love. Not too long a travel time getting from point A to point B. And it's just a wonderful change of pace. I love that. We got time for one more before the break. Okay, now you're talking my language. I'm here, Philadelphia girl. This is me being told, let's see, by WCHE listener Steve Korsich. Excuse me, Steve Korsich. There we go. Every year, for a change of pace, culturally, food-wise, travel-wise, architecture-wise, culture-wise, goes from Philadelphia, not abroad, not to Europe, not to the West Coast. He goes to Pittsburgh, also listed one of the most affordable destinations in the USA. Why do you go? Here's why you go. More and more travelers are heading to Pittsburgh, not only for the dining scene, which is becoming phenomenally, you know, famous, spectacular, get there just for the food, but apparently, from the guy's standpoint, also joining Steeler Nation at Heinz Field. For all of our listeners in the Philadelphia area, you get it. I mean, sports are big around here. You've got the Eagles, you got the Steelers. Apparently, the Steelers are pulling them in. And here's the best part. Pittsburgh, extremely reasonably priced. That is what I'm digging. Guys, hang out for a minute. When we come back after the break, more fantastically affordable destinations, one of them near you. You all stay tuned.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650.
We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about incredibly reasonable, fabulously affordable summertime destinations for a vacation that you so richly deserve. I know what you're talking about with a bank account. I know that you're tapped for time. I know that all of that is balanced out by a deep driving need to just finally give yourself a little break and relax. Oh, I can't do it. I can't afford it. I don't have the money. Okay, you know what? Yeah, budgets are tight. I'm right there with you. Do not blow your budget. Oh, I don't want work to go without me for that long. Whatever. There are ways you can stay relatively plugged in with work and be, you know, nothing to fear that way. It's time to take a break, guys. It's time to relax. You've never been so stressed out. You've never felt so broke. You've never felt quite so much that I've got to spend some time with my family and my friends and the people that I love. The time is flying. Time to merge all those things together with a fabulous local or maybe an easy destination place here where you can hang out, kick back with friends, some fabulous food, recharge those batteries so you can come back raring to go. You know, remember how much I was kvetching during the wintertime? Yeah, me too. Well, now we've got summertime. The leaves are on the trees. Weather's getting gorgeous. Kids are this close to being out of school if they're not already. Time to take some time for you, but without breaking the bank. So in no particular order, back to all of our fabulous destinations sent in. And guys, I hope this never starts sounding stale, man, but I cannot get over the input from listeners coast to coast. You guys are the best. I know how crazy busy you are. You got so much going on for you guys to, you know, set everything down and send me these fantastic, you know, places to go for vacations. You're the best. I love you. All right, here we go. Coming up. Listening in. Simon Zunpuck, listening in from WSPO 1390 in lovely Charleston, South Carolina, talking to me about how me, my family, everybody within the sound of my voice should hit Charlottesville. Yeah! Do you know where the... Every time I hear the city name of Charlottesville, I'm dating myself here, I think about the Waltons. Remember that show from back in the 70s? Tony doesn't remember the show. Fine, Tony. Make me feel old. The Waltons was on when I was a kid. I love this show. And every time that they were going somewhere special, you'd hear about a trip to Charlottesville. So I love that. Here we go. Also listed as a highly affordable destination in the USA. Now, here's the thing. It's saying here why to go to Charlottesville. The East Coast doesn't have a Napa Valley equivalent, but Charlottesville apparently comes very close. Here's the great thing. And whatever your age, wineries and winery tours are starting to become very in vogue. And even I myself, I'm not really a wine drinker. But I love the appeal of this wonderful type of a tour. You're outdoors. You get to learn the history of a town. These winery tours are, I hear, just top notch. People come from hundreds of miles around. People with a far more sophisticated palate than my own will go on these winery tours and just come back refreshed. You had a great time. It's not about guzzling wine, for God's sake. It's about savoring it and enjoying it and learning more about this age-old, incredible tradition. And if you're there, if you're in the area, just know that you're getting, you know, Charlottesville's getting top marks. Ooh, and here's one of the best parts. Not only are there great historical attractions as well, but apparently one of the best kept secrets in Charlottesville, hotels cost a fraction of, say, Napa Valley's exorbitant prices. Okay, so there you go. Especially if you're within a short distance. I love that. Now, switching gears slightly, not only are there these great towns to go to, but here's someone sent me, who sent this to me? Country music lover, Shell Mackerman, I can't read my own handwriting, my apologies, listening in from the Tri-Cities Metro there in Kingsport, Tennessee, WGOC 1320, sending me this note, America's best small town theme parks to visit this summer. You know, I could be showing my age. I'm hitting the big 4-9 this summer. I love theme parks. I love them. I always enjoyed them as a kid. Now I really love them. And who is here at the top of the list here? Here's one of my big reasons for loving it. Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I have not been to Dollywood. However, I've been a Dolly Parton fan pretty much my entire, you know, starting from the time I was 12. I loved her in 9 to 5 in that great movie. Her music has always been so amazing, and she's just such a blessed blankety-blank go-getter. Oh my God, she's knocked over so many challenges and made such a name for herself. She started with nothing but an incredibly loving family and an incredible work ethic, and she has built this empire for herself. I totally dig those stories. So it's one of the reasons I'm highly inclined to get myself to Dollywood. But everybody I know who's gone absolutely raves about it. All right, it's in the Smoky Mountains. It's here on the East Coast. And millions of people go there every year. It's about 150 acres. It's this playground built by, they call her the state's native daughter, Dolly Parton. That's another thing I dig about her. She grew up in the beautiful Smoky Mountains, and she made this incredible success for herself, and it's just getting bigger all the time. And she plows it back into her success and her finances. She plows it right back into her home state. I love that. She's built a first-class park that offers Broadway-caliber shows. This is the reviewer's words, not mine. Broadway-caliber shows to park-goers, as well as a peek into her life with a replica of the two-room mountain home where she grew up with, I know, a good handful of brothers and sisters, and the actual motor coach in which she traveled around the U.S. at the start of her career. Way cool. I also hear great things from people who have gone, came back. They love the rides. The rides are apparently second to none. Fantastic rides. If you're into that and braver than I am, get on those crazy rides. Have fun with it. Great, you know, the Smoky Mountain Cabins. Margarita Island Hotel at Pigeon Forge is the very popular, you know, getaway too. All of these places nearby, and it's very accessible. If you're anywhere, maybe within an hour or two drive of that, get over there and have some fun. All right, next up. Ooh, Holiday World. I love this, Santa Claus, Indiana, Holiday World and Splash and Safari. I have never heard of this place. I'm so glad people are educating me here. Family owned and operated. I dig that. Holiday World and Splash and Safari in southern Indiana, a popular Midwest destination for families looking for a safe and clean theme park experience. Now, see, I grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, so we always head to the Wisconsin Dells. It sounds like this is a magnificent Indiana counterpart to that. Tons of fun in a water park. Kids love it. Adults love it. Inexpensive, great food. You are hitting all my favorite buttons here. I got to keep going. I got so many to go through here. Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri. Step into the 1880s at Silver Dollar City, a theme park in the heart of Missouri's Ozark Mountains. Oh, that sounds gorgeous. It's apparently brilliantly done. Fabulous effects. The 1800s theme park has 100 craftsmen demonstrating the art of American trades together with popular rides like the Outlaw Run, the only wooden coaster to twist upside down 3 times. You know what? I will be on the ground waving wildly to everybody riding that. Not getting me on it. Not because of my doubt in the architecture. It's my own complete fear of roller coasters, all right? Also got the powder keg coaster that launches riders from 0 to 53 miles per hour in less than 3 seconds. Again, I'll be waving with my Diet Coke as you fly by. There's even a historic cave that visitors can explore. Way cool. Oh, I got to get this one in before the break. What do we have, a minute? We got a minute. Nobles in Elliesburg, Pennsylvania, otherwise known as Knobles, for those who aren't really familiar with it. It's named a bunch of things. Knobles, Nobles, you name it. Spelled K-N-O-E-B-E-L-S. This is a fantastic park. It's a fantastic amusement park. Easy on the budget. Located central Pennsylvania. Everybody here in our listening or in the Philadelphia area knows it. Loves it. The largest free admission amusement park in the U.S. Saying that again. The largest free admission amusement park in the U.S. And I will come back and talk a little bit more about that when we get back right after this. Small.
Staples knows that when your old reliable laptop is more old than reliable, it's time. When regular mail is faster than email, it's time. When you can open only one application at a time and it's the calculator, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest tech at great prices. And now save up to $200 on new Dell laptops with Intel 7th generation processors. Staples, it's pro time. N6317 while supplies last.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it being half past the hour, it's time for one of my favorite segments, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, with none other than Philadelphia-renowned realtor John Harriott joining us here in studio. Welcome back, sir. And we're getting some great, great press and some great feedback on this segment. A lot of people are digging the real estate bent on this. And it seems that no matter where we're broadcasting, we are very blessed. We've got over 60 stations coast to coast. The coolest, nicest listeners you would ever, ever want. The feedback's been tremendous. But they all love real estate, whatever their income is right now, whatever their personal situation is right now. You find yourself drawn in with this fabulous idea of real estate. Maybe they're homeowners now. Maybe they want to become homeowners. Whatever it is, every week you bring stuff to the show that they're really enjoying.
Well, the interest in real estate is certainly at a high level and rising, because right now, as I will probably say every week for the foreseeable future, Chrissy, is that now is the best time that we are going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes. And I don't care if you're a seasoned citizen like me or a middle-ager like Chrissy and her husband. Chrissy is a beautifully young 48.
Yes, indeed.
Or if you're in your 20s and just starting out, and you're just moving out of mom and dad's basement.
That's right.
Because you've saved up enough money for that first down payment. Now is the best time we are going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to buy either that first house or to make that move up buy. Maybe you bought that first house 5-6 years ago when it was just you and your partner, and maybe there was no child around, or maybe there was one child. Now you've got two or three. Instead of one car, you've got two or three. You need a bigger yard for the kids to play in. Maybe the school district you're in right now is not the one you'd like to see your kids go to school in. Could be lots and lots and lots of reasons to make that move. Maybe you're getting transferred from your company's taking you from Toledo to wherever. But it is the very, very best time we're going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to make that first buy or to make that move up buy. So, folks, it is a better opportunity now than it will be in a couple of weeks. But now is the best time. And why do I say that? Well, the big reason I say that is that in many parts of the country, prices have gone up, but they haven't gone up all that much. And I'm speaking in generalities, and I'm most familiar with the Pennsylvania and Delaware markets. And by the way, that's the only place that I'm licensed to practice real estate. But I can give advice and put you in touch with realtors who can give you advice on any part of the country. And by the way, Chrissy, I don't think we mentioned yet the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. Mention that number, would you please?
Absolutely, guys. Call or text anytime. 484-574-4088.
That's 484-574-4088. And if you're looking for somebody to help you make the right decision no matter where you live, give me a call. I'll do some research. I will come up with a good agent to recommend you to. Doesn't mean that you have to use the agent that I recommend. You can talk to him or her and make up your own mind. But I'm glad to do some of that spade work and come up with somebody that I think would be good.
But
anyway, so why is now the best time? Well, interest rates are extremely low. Interest rates, mortgage interest rates, have only been below 6% for the last 5 or 6 years in the history of our country. Maybe they were lower than that during the Great Depression, but that isn't really a time we can compare to. So interest rates are very, very low. Right now, they're still around 4%. They were 3.5% a year ago. And how much of a difference does that make? Well, every 1% rise in interest rates puts your mortgage, your principal and interest payment up by 10%.
That's incredible. People
don't
know that.
That's pretty good leverage. That's
People
pretty
don't
good
know
leverage.
That.
So, you know, if you take out a $300,000 mortgage at a 4% interest rate, you're going to be paying about $12,000 a year in interest, maybe throw on another $1,000 for principal reduction.
It's real money.
So $13,000 a year is what you're going to be paying out on that mortgage. Now, if the interest rates go up to 5% instead of $13,000, it's going to be over $14,000. So you put that $1,000 extra a year over 10 or 15 or 20 years, and you're talking real money. So it does make a difference. That doesn't mean that in a year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, real estate will not be a good investment. Real estate will still be a good investment. But it's the better investment now.
It's that delicate dance that you have to, maybe you're feeling, you know that you'll feel more secure in your job 6 months from now, but you also know that the rates are going to be that much higher. Maybe the inventory is going to be that much tighter then. It's a tough nut to crack.
Yep. And folks, there is no perfect crystal ball.
It's true.
That can tell you exactly when the right time to make that move is. I think make that move now.
Yep.
If you don't do it now, it's going to cost you more 6 months from now, a year from now. But finding out how to go about traversing this minefield,
yes,
of finding that first house, making sure you get the best deal, making sure you get the most money for the house that you got, making sure you get a good deal on the house that you're going to be buying, you need to find yourself a good realtor.
Heck yeah.
You need to find yourself a good realtor. You might say if you're selling, well, you know what, I've got a house that's worth $400,000, and 6% of $400,000, which is what a realtor will charge me, is $24,000. And folks, $24,000 is a lot of money.
Yes.
Especially if it's mine. Especially if it's mine. And you can say, well, you know what, I can probably sell this house on my own and save all that commission. So you may try to sell on your own. Well, the National Association of Realtors puts out a study every year, and they compare the prices of thousands and thousands and thousands of homes that are sold by owners directly to the prices of thousands and thousands and thousands of homes that are sold by realtors. And every year the numbers come out the same. The houses sold, represented by realtors, sell for somewhere between an average of 10 to 20% more than if you sell it on your own.
Speaking of real money.
10 to 20% more is plenty more than enough to pay the commission. There's also legalities associated with selling a house. It's a very, very litigious country that we live in.
Oh, yeah.
Not unusual to see a home seller sued over some real or imagined piece of fraud, and realtors have got errors and omissions insurance to protect you from that, so that's just one more reason. But the biggest reason to get in touch with a good realtor when you're getting set to make this decision is it's going to result in a better deal for you.
Well, and not just that, but it's the peace of mind involved as well. Put their brains to work and their car to work and their history to work and their contacts to work. And in the end, you have to do less work, you have less stress, and you get more money as a result. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about that.
Yep. And folks, I'm saying, you know, in general, and I'd say this is true for 90%+ of the country, now is going to be the best time you see for the rest of your home buying lifetimes to make that first buy or to make that move up buy. Now, there are some places where this may not be true. North Dakota, for example,
right,
has seen a horrendous rate of increase in the price of homes recently due to the marvelous, wonderful oil boom that we've seen there. But
wait a minute. Are you telling me that an oil boom can have a positive effect on the economy?
Well, Lord, love a duck.
Who would have seen that?
Love
coming?
A duck. Industrial activity can have a big impact on the economy. But, you know, as the oil boom has cooled down a little bit, the price of oil has gone down. Natural gas out of the shale fields,
yep,
the Marcellus shale fields in Pennsylvania, has had a downward impact on the price of oil. Well, the demand for oil out of the North Dakota oil fields is not quite as high as it used to be.
There you go.
And lo and behold, prices in North Dakota, the last data I saw, are actually going down a little bit. Prices in every other state in the country, again, the last data I saw, are going up, some more than others. And again, the way to get yourself in on that particular trend and make the best use of it is to find yourself a good realtor.
Absolutely. Nice.
And there's lots of ways that you can go about getting yourself a good deal on a house. And I'm going to particularly talk about one of my favorite subjects. If you're looking for a good deal on a first-time buyer house or a good deal on a house that's a mover-upper.
Yep.
Find yourselves what we call a fixer-upper.
So, I thought of you last week. This great article came out talking about it. The housing is so big these days. There's so many reports on it. Recent report came out saying that the housing market, the housing industry, it's going huge. It's going gangbusters with the new and previously owned. But the new housing is going down just a bit in sales, which means that the existing houses out there are enjoying a nice increase. And I immediately thought to myself, oh, my God, that's because Dad keeps telling everybody to go for, like, the fixer-uppers. So clearly, the new housing boom, sorry for the new housing contractors out there, but, you know, Dad's had an impact.
I doubt if we're having that much of a whack on it, but that could be. But seriously, folks, most houses these days are bought by couples. And most couples, both partners are going to be working.
Sure.
And what they're looking for is a house that they can move into with a minimal amount of work to be done,
yep,
and set up housekeeping and be done with it. However, folks, if you're willing to do a bunch of the work yourselves or even manage handymen doing the work who don't charge you an arm and a leg, what you can do is you can find yourself a fixer-upper house, a house that is, what I mean by a fixer-upper is a house that is cosmetically all beat to pieces.
Correct.
Cosmetically all beat to pieces, but it is structurally sound in a good neighborhood. You need to find what a good neighborhood is. But good neighborhood, I would say, is one in a real good school district where your kids can get a good education. But tell your realtor you're looking for a fixer-upper, and folks, they are always out there in every price range. And if you are willing to do a bunch of the work yourselves, you can make yourself a boatload of money.
It's unbelievable.
Ballpark figures, I think if you want to wind up with a house that is worth $400,000,
okay,
you can probably find yourself a house that's all beat to pieces for about $250,000.
Money in the bank.
Probably put $50,000 or $60,000 into it, which means you've got an investment of $300,000, $310,000, maybe $320,000, and that house is going to be worth about $400,000.
Yummy.
Big, big opportunity. And then you can live there and say how smart I was to get this done. Or you can flip it and make yourself a lot of money. But folks, don't overlook when you're looking for that first house or that move-up house, the one that is the fixer-upper. And Chrissy, if you would sign off, please.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, gang, right after this. Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all, cheap and cheap. Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking about various places coast to coast. Wherever you are in this country, there is a beautiful, economical, relaxing, fabulously frugal destination where your family would love to kick back and just relax and take a well-earned break. Doesn't have to cost the bank. Doesn't have to cost you a lot of stress. Doesn't have to cost you a lot of hard work. Doesn't even have to cost you a plane ticket. Wherever you are in this country, in this magnificent country we live in, start Googling some local places. Try starting right there in your state. Find the amusement parks you didn't know about. Find the destination places you didn't know about. Find the historic towns that you didn't even know about, the best-kept secrets in your, you know, neck of the woods. And chances are outstanding. There's a destination location with amazing food, some amazing fun, and most importantly, some downtime for you and the people you care about just to recharge those batteries and come on back a week or so later completely ready and raring to go. Before the break, I was talking about one of Pennsylvania's best kept secrets. If you're near Pennsylvania, you know about this place. You know what? I got to take that back. A lot of people I know here in the Philadelphia area have never been to Knoebels, all right? And it's fantastic. Every person I know that goes there comes back raving about how economical it was, everything else. And, what it is, it's a huge amusement park, okay? But the lodgings next, you know, nearby cost next to nothing. It's wonderful hospitality for a fraction of what you might spend otherwise. And the best part, it's admission to this fantastic theme park. Admission and parking is free. Let that soak in just a minute, okay? Because I got to share something with you. Over the last couple of weeks, as school starts wrapping up, all of these schools are having their little fundraisers, and schools are some of the hardest working entities on the planet, okay? So you want to contribute. You want to have some fun. So I took my two kids. Victor was working. I took my two kids there a couple of days ago, and it was a little amusement park set up right there in my kids' school's parking lot. And they knocked themselves out making this top-notch. I was very impressed. Really fun amusement park-quality rides. A little roller coaster. You have the flying swings that go around in a circle. You had the, one of the things that swing around upside down and all kinds of things I wasn't even going to go on. Really high-power, high-caliber rides to go on, okay? You get the point. You can vision this in your head. Easily a dozen different huge rides. Worthy of teenagers coming off saying, wow, that was some ride. You get the point. We go to this thing, me and my two kids. I did not ride any of the rides, okay? And my kids, we all stayed there for maybe about an hour and a half. They met up with some of their friends. They rode some of the rides on them, just trying to paint a picture here. By the time we walked away, me and my two kids, again, Victor was working, I had spent $160 on rides alone. Very reasonably priced, a couple of tickets each, whatever it is, and just walking at a casual pace around all these various rides. By the time we were done, 90 minutes later, over $100 out of my pocket. It was something. So to know that Knoebels will let you in for free admission, okay? Now, visitors do have to pay between $1 and $3 to ride each attraction. But if we're talking about a major, incredible, fantastic amusement park, and where if you're a parent and not really riding the rides, that's money saved right there. And Knoebels has more than 60 rides that include roller coasters, thrill rides, kiddie rides, water slides. You got a pendulum swing, a mine car ride, all that kind of thing. Now, even if you're not here in the Pennsylvania area, there are other theme parks and amusement parks like this everywhere. We just don't hear about them all that often because maybe they don't have the advertising budget that, you know, the other big ones have. But just know, everybody I know who has gone to these amusement parks coast to coast where there's no admission fee, where there's no parking fee, you just pay per ride, some of these parks are fantastic. And when you're spending less overall than you would at, say, your kid's school function, it's a no-brainer. You want to find one of these places. Good stuff. Next up, Cascade, Colorado, Santa's Workshop. Way cool. Apparently, it's Christmas all year long at this amusement park located at the base of Pikes Peak in Cascade, Colorado. I've talked to people who've done Pikes Peak. They rave about it. Apparently, it's just outside Colorado Springs. It's been open for a while, since 1956, so you know that they're doing something right. They've got the peppermint slide, the candy cane roller coaster. I love that. All right. I love it. Get yourself out there. Let's see here. What else? Oh, and Colorado Springs, also beautiful country, offers many different hotels and resorts priced below the usual average when you're going to these amusement parks. It all adds up. And the next thing you do, say you're not from the Colorado area, and you go there and you check out, you're finding out about the local food, hit just off, slightly off the beaten trail. Go to your local mom and pops. Go to the cafes. Go to the diners nearby. It's a wonderful 1-2 punch when you're drinking in this new culture. I love that thing. All right. Hey, we're switching gears here. Kenobi Lake Park in Salem, New Hampshire. Thank you for all of these great write-ups. Kenobi Lake Park, okay? It's up in New England, obviously, if we're talking New Hampshire. Salem, New Hampshire, apparently extremely affordable, classic amusement park. I like the classic. You got me a classic. There's nothing too crazy in the rides category. You're going to have some of your thrill rides, some of your wonderful roller coaster rides, maybe even going upside down on some of these rides. I can deal with that. I grew up on rides like that. I earned my stripes on rides like that. Nowadays, in some of these newfangled over-the-top parks, I'm looking at rides where I'm like, there's no way I'm letting anybody I care about getting on these rides. They're too crazy. So to hear that Kenobi Lake Park in Salem, New Hampshire is a classic amusement park, more than 85 rides, a water park, and free parking for all guests. Oh, come to mama. It's been in business more than 100 years. They know what they're doing. Hop onto the Yankee Cannonball wooden coaster. I love this. Also nearby, huge shout out to all of the various hotels. Very reasonable by all accounts. Courtyard by Marriott, Holiday Inn, La Quinta Inn and Suites. I'm a fan of theirs as well for families looking to stay overnight. I love it. Guys, we got time for one more. Start taking out pen and paper and start dreaming about where you want to go this summer. Doesn't have to be for 2 weeks. Maybe 3 or 4 days. You're going nearby your own home. Doesn't have to be a crazy travel day involved on both sides of this vacation. Find a place. Get yourself there. Spoil yourself a little bit with your family. It's all good. Last but not least, Eddyville Family Theme Park, South Carver, Massachusetts. Another classic New England venue. Eddyville Family Theme Park, if you're anywhere near South Carver, Massachusetts, it's been open since just after World War II. Beautiful. 90 attractions, a dino land area with a life-size animatronic dinosaur walking along a walking trail. The kids dig that. In Thomas Land, right here, children wander through Thomas's Island of Sodor. Oh my gosh, if I had known about this when my people were little, they were huge Thomas nuts. Ride Birdie the bus and Harold the helicopter, meet Sir Topham Hatt, and visit Tidmouth Sheds. You guys, if you know anybody who's little Thomas fans and you're anywhere near South Carver, Massachusetts, get yourself to Eddyville Family Theme Park. I love this. Guys, send me your ideas as well. This has been a fantastic handful of places coast to coast, but no doubt you know famous places, fabulous places as well that you know and love. Share it with the rest of our fellow listeners. Come find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. And until next week, guys, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, but not too steep.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.